Secretary, will you call the roll?
Allison.
Here.
Boyer.
Present.
Brown.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Kendrick.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Bowoski.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson. Pickett.
Here.
Rowland.
Here.
Schock. Strain.
Here.
Thank you. All right, cover with the tab one. Approval of the journal. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion that we approve the journal as presented.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded for approval of the journal as presented. Any questions or corrections that you see? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? County officers report. Turn with me to tab two. We'll start with Treasurer Scott Sampson.
Thank you, Judge. You're looking at the summary of statements for Form Court January 1st through June 30th, 2021. County General Fund 1,000, $3,063,424.69. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,279,971.81. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $3,189,377.83. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,736,093.41. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $1,519,734.58. If you flip over to page two, this is our chart of county general revenue. As you can see, we're above where we were in 19 and 20. This is partially due, as we talked about last month, to the tax collections in 19. Flipping to page three. Sales tax collection for June, $1,035,006.72. That is 29.21% above this time last year, and we are trending at 15.73% year-to-date versus 2020. Turn again, if you would, to page four. As you can see, we're at 56% of our projected revenue of $10.2 million halfway through the year, so we are well above where we're projected. And finally, the last page is the three-month moving average versus the one-year moving average. And as you can see, they're both turned up at a pretty good pace. Are there any questions?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
On this last sheet that we looked at here, the 2021 projected revenue is still at 10.2.
Justice Wilhosky, we're going to stay at that 10.2 until we match that 10.2.
Okay.
We don't know what, I feel pretty confident we're going to be well. I don't think we'll probably stay at 15% above last year for the rest of the year.
I
would be surprised. We've had two just really bang up months. Mm-hmm. That can't continue. Everybody in here knows that can't continue like that. So I think we'll probably settle out and probably about the 10% above. And we can adjust that towards the end of the year, but by that time we're already kind of budgeting for next year. But we can adjust that. But I typically don't adjust that until we match that number.
Sounds good.
Things could go bad.
Yeah.
I don't project them to, but they could.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. From the county clerk, she has a
in there.
Bill in the folder following that. Sheriff's Office, have any report?
Judges, Sheriff, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, our stats for June of 2021, the average head count for Unit 1 has a capacity of 118. We currently have, or in June, we have 120. Average head count for Unit 2, capacity 218, had 94. Our average head count for our juveniles was capacity of 16, we had 13. Average ADC inmates that we housed for June was 50. On patrol, our total numbers of all calls to dispatch was 2,628. Our total numbers of calls to the Bachman County Sheriff's Office was 1,989. Our number of violent crimes and domestics was 97. Number of thefts and criminal mischief, I'm sorry, it was 76 on that. Our number of thefts and criminal mischief was 97. Animal calls, we had 89. Animal citations that was wrote for the month of June was 11. And we had three warnings that we wrote. Our criminal investigation division opened 101 cases. They closed 23. And in our transport, we did made 121 trips for a total of 7,096 miles. And that's all I have, unless there's any questions. Other than I do want you to know that the our detention, and we're working with the health department and association and everybody that we typically would work with an increase in our COVID. But a lot of them is with our detention officers. Who some have been vaccinated and are still positive, and then we have some inmates that we are trying to isolate the best we can. We are seeing an increase in our housing over at Unit 2, and so we're doing everything we can with the assistance of our new third-party medical with Turnkey, and who has been a tremendous help in this. So far, and we're working on that daily, trying to keep the spread as down as much as we can and isolate as best we can with what we have to work with.
Any questions of the sheriff on his report?
Sheriff, it's just Allison. I was wondering, I may be asking this every month, I don't know, just because of the way things we talked about when we bought into this third-party medical. The nurses that we had contracted before, I remember the turnkey officials saying that they would offer them positions. Could you let us know, did they get those positions from turnkey? Or are they still working at the facility but under turnkey?
One or two that are still working that was a previous request. I think there was only one that was not rehired by turnkey.
Okay, was that... I mean, just curious. I mean, you don't have to answer. I guess you don't want to know. I'm new to this game, so if I'm doing something inappropriate, tell me. But was that turnkey that turned her down, or did she choose not to work with you, or would you know, or anything like that?
Justice Allison, I'm going to interrupt and just give a...
Could you all use the mics, please?
The issue is, this is in regards to a personnel matter, and generally we don't want to discuss personnel matters in full court. So... that being said, Tim can answer it however he wants, but I would advise Sheriff Riles and the Quorum Court to refrain from talking about specific personnel issues. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I apologize. I was just, I guess, trying to fill out for the whole upcoming budget issues later on. The things we discussed when we talked about this, just trying to, you know, lay the groundwork for all this stuff. I didn't mean to step on any toes or do anything inappropriate. I apologize for that.
Understood. I can barely hear, but I think I got the gist of what council said.
Okay. I did have one other question, though, about the animal control calls. Could you refresh me? A couple of months ago, those animal control, the citations spiked, shot way up. And I remember you explained that, but I've got a faulty memory, I guess. I can't remember the explanation for that because they settled right back down.
And a hoarding issue.
A hoarding issue. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I answered it for you, Sheriff.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah, I was having real trouble here.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Councilor Murphy, I understand not discussing personnel of a particular department, but can we discuss budget with those positions? Okay, so my question is, now that Turnkey... They've taken over, correct?
They are what now?
They've taken over, correct? Turnkey, they're fully in force now. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. They are in. They're still in a little bit of a transition, but yes, they are operational.
Okay, so we have two employees that we no longer fund through the county, and they're funding them through their program currently, correct?
It's one or two, and that's my understanding. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the third one, are we still funding that third one? Or are they no longer employed with the county?
I don't know if her vacation and time has settled out. I don't know exactly where she's at right now, but there will be a point in time in the future where we will no longer, my understanding, be funding that any of those positions the turnkey took over or the ones that they rejected.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other discussion?
Sheriff, what was the official start date for turnkey?
That would have been on the 9th, 10 days ago.
Okay.
I have a follow-up. Any other county officials have a report? Circuit clerk? Lecturer? Assessor?
No. I'm here, but I don't have any new reports. Everything's functioning well at the circuit clerk's office. No issues.
Thank you. I don't see any other hands, so let's move on. Standing committee report. Personnel committee met. I know we'll start with personnel committee. In the personnel committee meeting.
Chair's not here.
Oh, well, that's okay. Infrastructure didn't meet, I don't believe.
No, sir.
All right. Courts of Public Safety.
Your Honor, Courts of Public Safety Committee met July the 13th, and we voted to forward Ordinance 2121 to the full court to be voted on tonight.
Finance Committee.
Yes, Judge, the Budget and Finance Committee met last Tuesday. We have two ordinances, 2120 and 2124, for the court to consider tonight.
Okay, thank you. At this time, tonight we have four proposed ordinances, 2120 through 2124. At this time, anyone in the public would like to speak to any one of those ordinances, we'd ask you to come forward and speak to this time. You're welcome to come and talk about it. Yes.
Good. I like a good opportunity to talk.
You got it.
Susan Shaddix is going to talk while I pass this out. And this is just, she'll tell you about our trip to Bentonville.
Is this ordinance 2124?
That's it.
Okay.
2124.
It's clear.
And I'm a visual person, so I have chemistry and teacher for so long. It's a wonder I don't have a color sheet for you.
Okay, is this better?
I'm just moral support.
Okay, my name is Susan Shaddix, and thank you very much for your time tonight. Donna, Vicki, and I visited the Bentonville Animal Shelter, proposed shelter, and the area, and also we spoke with the person that they have hired, the city of Bentonville has hired, for their animal shelter manager. And we had a really good discussion with her because we are trying to help the court understand how a animal shelter could be created for Faulkner County. I think the thing that we came along with from her that was the most helpful was a timeline, because we really just didn't know where to start to do this. We researched and found lots of business plans. They're out there everywhere. This one is 90 pages. There's 1,000 page ones. There's 10 page ones. And she also shared that information with us. So we have the business plan that I think Ms. Rowland had discussed previously. But what she pointed out to us was that, and we told her, our goal was to go look for a business plan. And she said, well, there's a timeline that we learned that we had to follow. And the first thing that we had to decide was who would run the animal shelter. In other words, what entity would report to the court or the judge. And she said that they considered two different possibilities. They considered putting the animal shelter under the sheriff's office, and then they considered a separate 501c3 entity that could be formed, and I think that's what they went with. And so their judge appointed, this was a city shelter, not a county shelter. So their mayor appointed a board to do a research to look for the person that was going to run the shelter. And what she reported was that they realized that that person actually needed to be in place before the business plan was put together, because they needed that person that's going to be working on construction, answering questions, who's going to be hiring all the other employees, how much money was going to be spent, how large the shelter would be, what the budget would be, things like that. They needed that person in place to be able to create the business plan. So that's some information that we came back with that we really just didn't understand, because we were trying to fact find for this court so that you could proceed if the land is purchased. So we have all of her notes. That they gave us everything that they had, which was most helpful, and we have all those documents here that we can share with the court at any time. So that's pretty much what we learned.
Read the timeline.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The timeline that they had that was proposed was a decision needs to be made about who would run the animal shelter, and as I told you, they considered the sheriff's office and then a second 501c3 that was appointed. And then the judge appointed, their mayor appointed a board. Third, the board posted job opportunity notices for an animal service manager. That board conducted interviews, and then that board hired an animal service manager. And then that board worked together with the animal service manager and created the business plan. So that was the order that Bentonville, the city, came up with for their animal shelter. Any questions?
How big was the board?
Seven people.
I have a question. On the 501c, are you saying that the county, their city started a 501c, or was that a separate organization?
That was a separate organization.
Okay, and so they're running and operating it?
Yes.
Okay. And
The city is funding it, but they, person that their animal services manager is an employee of their city.
Okay, so the manager is an employee of the city?
Yes.
And then other than that, all expenses are going to be funded for them through their 501c?
Their city actually appropriated some money for their budget.
Okay.
That's the way their city did. And okay. Then they have a board, and then they'll have a friends group that will go after grant money and do fundraisers to support them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Well, we have been to lots in the last few years. We've been to lots of shelters. We've been to a lot of places. And Bentonville is close as far as what we're thinking about. They're building a bigger shelter than what we're going to do. And they're funded, the city of Bentonville, of course, it's Northwest Arkansas. You know, they've got lots of money. But a lot of it, you know, if you kind of lower it a little bit, that's what we're trying to do. And with the board will take a lot off the quorum court because you appoint a board and then they can narrow down and look for just the right manager. Because if you don't find just the right manager, it's going to fail. You have to have somebody with a passion and somebody with knowledge and somebody that can work with other people and work with different shelters. And when you get that person in place, and I don't, you know, however you all want to do it, you know, the board could narrow it down to two people and you could hire from there or however you want to do that. But that's basically, since Justice Rowland asked for some kind of business plan, there's hundreds out there that we are going to need one specific for Faulkner County. And we need to get our director in place. You know, if the director came on in about January, then we get in February is when, you know, everything starts. The director can start working with Rick Sal, start working with whoever they need to work with to get it done and get it done right, so we don't waste money or time.
I think their shelter was 7,500 square feet. I think it was a little bit smaller than this building happens to be. We'll look back at our notes, but
I don't think it said it was 24,000.
Okay. We've got the notes written down.
But anyway, if you have any questions, we'll be glad. And if you want the contact person that we talked to, we can give you her name and phone number, and she's a great person. She'd be glad to talk to you. But thank you.
Thank you all. The advisory board. It wasn't all one. Folks, I made an error. Under special reports, I need to back up because I have on my other copy that I've got, Keith Lawson, our county agent, he's asked to talk to this group, and I had him under special reports, but it's on a separate page in one I do. So, Keith, we're going to go back. Your turn, then we'll go back to public comment.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I won't take very much of y'all's time. I like to come every so often and just give y'all an update of what's going on at the extension office. Okay. I like to just come by and give an update on what's going on at the extension office. I try to come by a couple times a year, and I really am glad to be able to see y'all face-to-face again. Zoom is hard for me. I'm not a Zoom person. I'm a face-to-face person, so I'm really glad to be here. What I've got for y'all is just some updates. I emailed everybody an update in February of what we've done, you know, up until February with some of our social media pages, addresses, who everybody was in the office. So what you've got before you is everything we've done since February till now. And there's four staff members in our office. I do the row crop and livestock things. Mary Beth Gross is our family consumer science agent. Krista Quinn is our horticulture agent, and she's actually teaching master gardeners right now at our office next door. And then Cammie Green is our 4-H youth agent, and she is sick, so she couldn't make it. And so all I want to do is let y'all know we're still here working for the citizens of Perry Faulkner County. Sorry. I was in Perry County. Come over here. For the citizens of Faulkner County. And we're more than welcome y'all to come over, visit with us. We take you around, show us some of the demos we got going on with our row crop and forage guys, or what Mary Beth's doing some really good stuff with the rural ranch in Perry County. I'm really excited with what she's doing over there. And then some of the other things she's doing with ServSafe and Best Care, things like that. We're really trying to get our 4-H numbers back up. If you want to look at the pandemic, as far as agriculture goes, I was still going out meeting producers. We were still, you know, agriculture never stopped, but 4-H was hit pretty hard. There was no face-to-face meetings. The kids didn't take to virtual very well, and we kind of lost a little participation in 4-H. So Kami's really doing a great job of getting that back up. And then one thing I want to promote is Krista and Mary Beth went together and did a virtual program called Grow Your Own Groceries, where Krista would go over a certain item in your garden, wherever, you know, peas, blueberries, blackberry, whatever it would be, how you grow it, and then Mary Beth would do recipes on how to cook that stuff. And that actually went statewide, and now it's a statewide program where other agents are doing that same program, and it's really been a huge success. So I'm really proud of my staff and everything they've done. So if y'all ever have any questions, please call us, let us know. And then also I wanted to let everybody know that this will be my last corn court meeting. I have been promoted to the Ozark District Director. So starting in August, I will be over 25 counties in Northwest Arkansas, the Ozark District. So y'all are in my district, and I will be hiring my replacement. And, you know, y'all may still see me from time to time, but it will be in a different role. But this position, my position is fixing to be advertised and hopefully be filled within the month. So we really appreciate y'all's support. If y'all got any questions, I'd be glad to.
Well, congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. I just appreciate y'all. Faulkner County has been my favorite county to work in 25 years. These are the greatest people I've worked with, so I really appreciate it. Thank y'all very much.
Keith, you've done an outstanding job.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
What I've seen and all, you'll be missed.
I don't know if y'all read it, but I send out a newsletter every Friday on what's going on. That clip. This will be my last one coming up this Friday, so y'all can get all that out of your junk email.
Will that be in the job description of your replacement?
Probably not. That's kind of, I'm kind of the only agent that does that. Not a lot of people want to go that far to do that. So it's a lot, but I felt like it was very useful to. I got a lot of good comments, and my producers really liked it, and that actually went on to Farm Service Agency, USDA. They liked having updates on what was going on and where we were at progress-wise on agriculture. So it was very successful. Okay, we'll do. Thank y'all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm sorry I had it on the line. Thank you so much. Yeah. All right, we're back on schedule now with additional public comments on ordinances that are listed tonight. And I want to speak to one of those. Okay. Any old business? I know of none. We're down to new businesses and ordinances that we need to consider. Turn with me to tab 3. Proposed ordinance 21-20. Appropriation ordinance, what is your pleasure?
Judge, I move the proposed ordinance 21-20 be on the table for the court's consideration.
Second.
Well, it's been made and seconded. Proposed ordinance 21-20. Counselor, would you read the ordinance?
Proposed ordinance 21-20, sponsored by Budget and Finance, be it enacted by the Corn Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 20-32, dated December 17, 2020. Section 1, $75 is anticipated, projected to Juvenile Court Program Fund 3412, Revenue Series Code 8701. $75 is appropriated from Juvenile Court Program Fund 3412 to Department 0412, Juvenile Court Programs, Expenditure Code 2005, Food. Section 2, $2,200,000 is anticipated, projected to FEMA Flood Buyout Fund 3415, Revenue Series Code 7155. $2,200,000 is appropriated from FEMA Flood Buyout Pass-Through Fund 3415 to Department 0123, FEMA Flood Buyout Pass-Through, Expenditure Code 4001, Land. Section 3, $30,000 is transferred within Drug Control Prosecuting Attorney Fund 3044, Department 0416, Prosecuting Attorney, Expenditure Code 4004, Machinery and Equipment to Expenditure Code 3099, Drug Buy Money.
You've heard proposed ordinance 21-20 read. The floor is now open for any discussion on any items these three sections. It's an awful big figure. Nobody got any questions about that $2.2 million?
I think we covered it pretty well in the Budget and Finance Committee, Your Honor.
No questions. All right. Hearing no questions, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lewoski?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson? Oh, sorry. Pickett?
Yes.
Rowland?
Yes.
Strand?
Yes.
Proposed Ordinance 21-20 does pass. Turn with the South 4. Proposed Ordinance 21-21, sponsored by Justice Lahofsky and Justice Pearson. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve Ordinance 21-21.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded for approval.
I'd recommend that we read it by title only.
That's included in that motion, yes. Okay. Counselor, would you read the title?
Proposed Ordinance 21-21, an ordinance enacting a code of ordinances for the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, revising, amending, restating, codifying, and compiling certain existing general ordinances of the political subdivision dealing with subjects embraced in such code of ordinances and declaring an emergency.
Tyler, you've got the floor to briefly discuss that, and along with Justice Higgins.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge. This is, I believe, a templated ordinance given to us by the Association of Arkansas Counties. They're the ones that have done the work, taking our ordinances and putting them into code form. This is something that's been probably needed to be done for a while to provide an increase in government transparency, just for the public and for us to be able to easily search and locate our ordinances that have been passed and to know what we've got out there. Right now it's a little difficult to search our ordinances on our website, and hopefully this will make it a little easier, and hopefully with the graces of the judge and our IT department, this will end up on the website here before too long. Like I said, the work's already been done. AAC has been working on this since before COVID started, and they've got it done, and this will update every 5 years. They'll go in and update this as we send them a package of ordinances that we've passed since the last update. Thank you, Judge.
Anything from the committee?
The only thing that I'd like to add, Your Honor, is that Section 2, it talks about the Code of Ordinances will be adopted in 14 chapters. You know, real briefly, Chapter 1 will be general provisions, 2 would be administration, 3 law enforcement, 4 taxes, Chapter 5 public records, Chapter 6 agriculture and livestock, 7 animals, 8 community services, 9 emergency services, 10 human services, 11 public works, 12 roads and transportation, 13 will be urban and renewal development, and Chapter 14 other county services.
Floor still open for discussion. Proposed Ordinance 21-21.
Judge, I have a few questions, if I may.
Yes.
I don't know if Mrs. Lahowski or maybe Councilor Murphy has answered this. The code put together by the Association of Counties, like, where does that exist right now? Is there an electronic format of it, or has it still not been sent over?
I'll let Councilor Murphy answer that.
So, one, I'm holding one behind us. So, once everything is approved, this code of ordinances, which has different sections in it, will be published with the county clerk. And I believe each one of the JPs will also receive a copy as well. It will also be available via a PDF format. So, Justice Brown, to answer your question, currently, we have it in electronic form, both a Word document and a PDF. That's been a working document for several months now, but AAC has also graciously binded several copies for us to have as well.
And the
Of course, the reason I ask that is because, you know, the way I read this ordinance is once, you know, assuming the court adopts this, you know, that code will now become county law on these 14 provisions, and, you know, without having had a chance to kind of peruse the code. Is there anything that will prevent us from, what if they just missed something or they got something wrong? Will we be in any way have any issues with getting that fixed? I guess, essentially, how locked in, if any, would we be with adopting this code tonight?
As far as locked in, I don't think that the codification of the ordinances overrules the actual ordinance itself. Similar to the state codification, there are times when there are errors in the codification and we have to go back and look at the actual act, not what's published on Lexis or Westlaw or perhaps even mistakenly published in one of the books that's been printed. So the same thing would apply here. We'd have to go back to the original ordinance. As far as binding this court, if there's an error, we can always amend that through ordinance to specifically correct that. And two, just as a matter of practicality, the codification should be updated every 5 years, as well as just the way that it is printed, it's easy to substitute any new ordinances that need to be overridden or repealed. So that can be done as well.
And the basis of my question on that is I was a little concerned about the repealer language in paragraph 3. I think I understand the intention, which is we're trying to clean up old ordinances that are just kind of out there hanging around that have been superseded many years, but obviously just afraid of what if we accidentally do that repealer language, did away with an ordinance and then we didn't realize it, you know, kind of the law of unintended consequences. It was mentioned at committee about the like the Muni Code online service. Is that a service that, like, would we contract with Muni Code if we wanted to use them to put this online, or do they just grab codes and put it on themselves, or do you have any idea how that works?
I really don't have an idea on Muni Code and haven't really looked at that, but I, as I indicated in the Courts and Public Safety Committee, I think it's something that the county judge's office or my office would be able to look into to be able to provide that service to help publish and make sure that the ordinances were available for everyone to see. Obviously, sometimes our county website is not the easiest to serve.
And I know that I would definitely, in the interest of transparency and just making it easy on the citizens or myself trying to look up county ordinances, a Muni Code or some website like that, I would certainly encourage the judge's office if we can. It seems like it's very user-friendly, easy to search, has everything organized. It just makes it a lot easier to find out what's out there. All right, thank you, sir.
Other discussions on this ordinance?
Judge, I've got a question.
Yes.
What's our justification for declaring this an emergency and voting on it tonight? I mean, our ordinances have never been codified in the history of Faulkner County. Just curious what the justification is, if this is really is truly an emergency that has to be passed tonight. And if it does have to be passed tonight, is an emergency clause the most appropriate thing, or just waiving the transparency rules be a better option if it's not an emergency?
For me, there is no reason for the emergency clause to be there. I think this was just the template that came from AAC. And so I have no qualms about amending this to take out the emergency clause.
Counselor, are you aware of any reason why this would be an emergency?
There's no immediate need to my knowledge, but it's the pleasure of the person drafting the ordinance whether or not they want to include an emergency clause. And then this one, I can't remember specific conversations necessarily, Justice Lahosky or with Justice Pearson, but this was the template that was sent from AAC.
Another question, I think this would probably be for you, Counselor. If we did remove that emergency clause, to piggyback on Justice Brown's point, would it give us time to see an adopted version of this that we could actually review before we pass it?
What are you referencing in regards to this?
The codification or the template that we were discussing.
if you would like to take time to review the hard copy that AAC has submitted, certainly you could do that and vote to table this if you wanted. But if that's what you're asking, I'm not sure.
No, I wasn't asking to table it. I was just curious of the rush and the actual emergency here.
There's no emergency, I don't think, if you ask me.
I think, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think what you were asking was, can we get a copy, either digital or a hard copy, that we can take home and peruse at our leisure over the next 3 months if we do this over three readings, I think is what he was getting at.
Yes, that's an accurate.
Yeah, I don't think that we have any problem with publishing that and letting you see it or anybody else for that matter. It's not secret. It's just a matter of the ordinance in some ways allows for the codification. So we're sort of putting the cart before the horse in some ways, which is why we haven't submitted all the published book to all the JPs yet, because in theory you haven't approved to have that book published. So that's sort of the issue here.
I know that, if I may jump in, Judge, I think I would feel comfortable if the emergency clause was stricken. I would like to lay my hands on a copy of the code before we pass it. I don't want to be in a situation where you have to pass it in order to read it and find out what it says, you know, famously. I don't think that they would have done anything untoward or tried to insert anything, but mistakes can happen. And, you know, famously, the legislature accidentally legalized the marriage of infants a few years ago. And, you know, the code folks tried to fix it but couldn't. I mean, I don't want a situation like that to occur. I would make a motion to remove the emergency clause from the proposal ordinance.
Second.
Motion been made and second to remove the emergency, declaring an emergency in this ordinance. Any other discussion? For a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion does pass. We have the original motion of 20-21. The floor is open for discussion.
So that being the case, Your Honor, it looks like this is going to be the first reading.
This will be the first reading. We'll move right on. Any questions this time? All right, you've had the first reading. Second reading will be next month. All right, turn with me to tab 5, proposed ordinance 21-23, sponsored by Justice Rowland. What is your pleasure?
I move that we consider the ordinance. Second.
Motion been made and second for this ordinance to be presented at all. Counselor, would you read the ordinance?
Ordinance 21-23, sponsored by Justice Rowland, be it enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County personnel policies hiring procedure. Whereas Faulkner County desires to be competitive in its hiring procedures, in order to ensure the best and most qualified individuals have the opportunity to apply for open positions within Faulkner County government. Now, therefore, be it enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, Section 1. Section 4, Recruitment, Paragraph B, Numbers 3 and 4, which currently state, quote, 3, an open position will close at 11:59 p.m. on the last day it is advertised and may not be filled until the following day. Officials and employees shall not accept applications from individual applicants. 4. All county positions will be listed with the Arkansas Employment Security Department and posted on the county's website. Shall be amended and replaced with the following. Quote, 3. An open position will close at 11:59 p.m. on the last day it is advertised and may not be filled until the following day. All applications for employment must be referred to the Faulkner County Human Resources Office. 4. All open county positions shall be placed on the county's website and submitted to the Arkansas Division of Workforce Services.
heard the ordinance read. Floor is now open for discussion on proposed ordinance 21-23.
Justice Rowland, I've got a question. I don't see an emergency clause in this, and from when you spoke last week in personnel, it sounded like we do need the ability to put this out there and to hire from within, if it's from our website, because there are challenges with the unemployment office. So would there be anybody entertain the motion to add an emergency clause to this?
Councilor Murphy, would we need an emergency clause?
It really depends. So we'd need an emergency clause if this court decides you want it to be enacted immediately. But if this court believes that it is in the best interest of the citizens of Faulkner County to have three readings, then that's okay. As far as the current hirings going on here in Faulkner County, I think we have four or five position openings. I think there are several within one particular position that's at the sheriff's office. Sheriff Riles might be able to speak to that, or somebody else. But I hesitate to say whether or not it's an emergency, because I feel like that's a fact-based issue that needs to be addressed by county officials, not by their representatives.
So, if I could, Judge Baker, one of the reasons why I brought this forth is I give credit to Councilor Murphy because he brought this to my attention. And I do think it's something that we need to change in our county. Our procedures now are very outdated, and this would update our county. We have a current HR personnel that can take care of our own hiring. As many of you know, the Arkansas Unemployment Division actually changed their names years ago to Workforce, to the Arkansas Division of Workforce Services. So one of the reasons why that was changed is because of the stigma that is involved with going to the unemployment, because that's what we all kind of seem to still call it, the unemployment office for many professionals. And good people that I think we're probably missing the boat on getting. If we need an emergency clause, I kind of favor adding an emergency clause if we need that. I'm okay with the three readings, simply because we want to try to find the best candidates that we can find. With the stigma, I know my own children, they will not go to the unemployment office to look for a job. And this would not eliminate them. Jobs would still be posted with them. However, applicants could look on our website, see the job postings, and go to our HR department and apply directly. And I think that's a needed service that we need to provide our citizens, you know, for county positions that may be open. I think that's pretty much it. I'm fine either way. I don't know what the needs are. I do know there are needs in the Sheriff's Department with open positions. They've had several that have resigned. And so I'm fine with an emergency department, emergency order put on this if needed. Do I need to make that motion?
We could waive the rules, too.
Am I allowed to make that motion since I'm presenting it?
I guess, could a question, do any of the electeds, whether it be the sheriff, or circuit clerk, treasurer, judge, is this something that's immediate that we need to do? I mean, do y'all need this passed today to have the capability to hire within directly to the county?
It's not a big need to be passed today. But with the hiring of the HR department, we discovered that we can't even take applications at the office. They have to go through workforce management. So we're trying to eliminate that.
And we can't even advertise on Indeed. With this ordinance, our HR will be able to advertise positions on Indeed.
I see Sheriff Riles. Do you have anything to say, Sheriff? I see you on there.
Thank you, sir. I agree with Justice Rowland with this what's happening here. I will tell you an example. Obviously, we are continuously in a hiring phase with the type of environment that we work in. We did advertise with Indeed on our last detention officers, and it was the first time we was able to utilize them. And previously, we had a hard up trying to get anybody to put in an application, and through the workforce solely of getting any candidates for these positions. We advertised with Indeed. We had over 100 and something applicants for detention officers. And, man, that was very exciting for us to see that. We actually today were able to interview. I think there was actually 19 just today scheduled. I think out of that 19, there was 8 or 9 that actually showed up, which is huge for us. We're very happy with that. I will say, because of our turnover with the younger generation in our detention facility, the retirees that's come about, and that emergency clause, I would support that to get this thing up and running as soon as possible for that purpose.
Your Honor, I make a motion that we suspend the rules and vote on this ordinance tonight.
Second.
It's been made and seconded. Suspend the rules. Vote on this tonight, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Back to the original one. Suspending the rule. Well, we're still open for discussion on this. Hearing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Bowoski?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Pickett?
Yes.
Rowland?
Yes.
Strand?
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 21-23 does pass. Term with it, tab 6. Proposed ordinance 21-24, sponsored by Justice Boyer. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve ordinance 21-24.
Second.
Motion been made and second approval of proposed ordinance 21-24. Councilman, would you read the ordinance?
Proposed ordinance 21-24, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 20-32, dated December 17, 2020, Section 4, $405,811 is appropriated from Animal Welfare Control Fund 3404 to Department 0406, Animal Welfare Control, Expenditure Code 4002, Buildings.
You've heard proposed ordinance 21-4 read. Floor is now open for any discussion.
Judge?
On this. Yes.
I rise in support of proposed ordinance 21-24. I ask the Quorum Court for the adoption of this proposed ordinance to appropriate funds to purchase property for an animal control facility.
Thank you. Thanks for crossing the order. Other discussion?
Judge Baker?
Yes.
Purchase of this building, was this something that you came up with? Was this your idea? Did you find the building? I don't even know who found the building.
I stumbled on to it.
Okay.
The property was not for sale.
Okay.
It had no signs or anything up. And we were looking across the road at a larger acreage and decided it might be too much in the floodplain. So I approached these folks, went right back across the road, and met these folks at this building was for sale.
Okay.
And 3 days later, they called me and said they would.
Okay. So I've never been against an animal shelter, but I still have to voice my reason of financial concern, which I know I seem to always be harping on. Last month, we, as a Quorum Court, spent $500,000 extra dollars on a five-month program for medical needs in our Sheriff's Department, which I voted against. I would vote against it again today. But it did pass, and I'm not sure that's a wise use of our money for 5 months. There's so many needs in the county. So my concerns are this. I've asked Donna, we've talked on several occasions, you know, I've wanted a business plan. What they've done some wonderful job of coming up with, you know, all that they did, from, you know, and showed it to us tonight. You know, my preference would be to see a 501c take this and run with this, because I don't think that a county government can put the passion into it that a 501c can. So in the future, I'm willing to vote for this because I feel like, in all fairness, there are many citizens that have struggled with rescues. They've given their money to this volunteer tax, and it deserves a second chance. I know the county purchased the building several years ago and then purchased it back, and that kind of did not work out. I'm hoping that this will work out. I am cautiously voicing my opinion of the county. I mean, I don't think that we have county funds. The funds would come out of county general. I don't think we have that right now, unless somebody can grow a magic money tree. And I've been trying to figure out how to do that for 56 years now and have been unsuccessful. However,
point of order, the ordinance is to purchase property, not to develop a plan of operations and maintenance and future indebtedness. That is the ordinance.
I understand that, but when you purchase property, you have to have a plan. I would never go, do you buy a house without knowing how you're going to pay for it? I think that it is only responsible that this court discuss the financial situation of what this could put our county, what we're going to face in the future. So you know, my point is...
Animal control fund, in all fairness, is what's...
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Not general or anything else. It's just animal control fund.
I agree. I will vote yes for this tonight because I believe it is needed. I just want to voice my opinion of where I stand in the future, because there are going to be needs that's going to come before us. So, thank you.
Thank you. Other discussion? Oh, I will tell, some of you may not know, that you're suggesting we have the property appraised. Coates appraised the property. And I don't know that I've shared it with everybody. I've shared it with some of the committee or whatever. The appraisal came back at $550,000, and I think it's a low appraisal. But it came back at $550,000. I just about soon have the money in the property as it had in the banks. I think it would grow more in the property than it will in the bank. We got to run and start with a higher appraisal than what we're giving for.
Well, the idea that I do like is that this will give an address for them to apply for grants.
Sure will. Good point.
And everybody claims that our volunteer tax will go up, and that's going to be encouraging for that too.
Other discussion?
Judge?
Yes.
I guess just a point on that, thank you for getting that appraisal done. That's very helpful. But just to make the court aware, I had a couple of realtor friends look at this, and this property has actually been listed multiple times since 2018. One of those times was the better part of 6 months, and it was for sale for $475,000, and it was taken off the market every time it's been listed. So, and it was listed below what the appraisal came in, and they weren't able to get that. So that's just a word of caution.
We're giving $400,000 for it, not $475,000. For 4 acres on Highway 65. Other discussion?
Judge, I guess I've got another question for you.
All right.
You know, the court a while back passed an ordinance to fund jail plans that we could, if we got those drawings done, had them come out here and look at it, they could be picked up at any time. Our sheriff, the sheriff's staff, said they like those and done that. I think you've been sitting on that money. It's been appropriated. It hasn't been done, and I believe you directly said in a quorum court meeting that you're not going to do anything without a plan to actually to get a new jail unit. So why is this any different? We've got no operational plan. Why does this deserve a yes vote over something like that?
The question I have you, where's the money coming from?
Well, Judge, at least
where's this money coming from?
It's coming out of the Animal Welfare Fund, and what we've seen so far is roughly $400,000 for a purchase, a little over that, $900,000 for renovating 5,000 square feet, which is half the facility. You're a little above $1.3 million if it all comes in as estimated. I believe we've got around 1.6-ish not appropriated in there. You're blowing most of that fund, not leaving much for operational expenses. I know me in the past I've advocated, we've had groups come in here, nonprofit groups, like with the puppy park idea, that we could have operational shelter pretty cheap. Ms. Donna told us tonight that they're looking at, I guess, hiring a county employee, so that's going to be even more money out of that. We don't have a lot of money here. We're blowing most of that money with this proposal.
Only thing I see is purchasing the building in this.
Okay. I'm just curious, because even you said in open court that you wanted to purchase this and run away from it, so I'm just trying to figure out who's going to be running and working on this stuff.
If I said that, I'm in it. But there's no running away from it if we buy it. I can assure you that. Other discussion?
Judge, I had a question.
Yes.
I guess for you, Your Honor. I don't recollect the contract. It's been a while since we read it, but I assume it's got the usual exceptions for, like, you know, clean termite coming back, title work, things of that nature. No, I just want to make sure that if we approve this, we're not locked in and come to find out there's some problem, we can't back out the deals I'm getting at.
An environmental study will be ordered.
Thank you, sir.
That'll be ordered. But there ain't no use ordering one until we've seen that we've got a plan to come back.
Just make sure we have those contingencies.
Other questions?
Judge, I just want to tell you, like tell everybody, I plan to vote for this ordinance tonight. I appreciate the work. I appreciate just the board bringing it up. I appreciate all the work that Justice Higgins has done over the years on this animal shelter. I appreciate you finding this building. I appreciate Don Clausen and Ms. Chaddix bringing that plan to us today. I'm with Justice Rowland on the idea of a plan, but I think we can purchase this building at $400,000, $405,000, whatever that final tally is there. And I can vote for that tonight in good conscience. What I cannot vote for is spending the next $900,000 until we have a solid plan that's paid for, where I do not have to break my vow to my constituents that I will not increase taxes in Faulkner County. And I believe that we have options. I'm not in charge. I'm not the one to make the plan or anything. But I know that we have the animal control ordinance that assigns the animal control officer and the naming of an animal control officer to the sheriff. There are several clauses in there that deal with impoundment and quarantine that the sheriff cannot enforce that ordinance currently because we don't have a location to do those. We need this. I think that's clear. My constituents that I've heard from on this issue have almost unanimously expressed their desire for this shelter. The people who have donated their money, in my opinion, it's a donated money when you pay a voluntary tax, have amassed $1.7 million in that account, plus the money that we've spent over the years on the spay and neuter program. They have spent that money, and I have talked to many of them, including Ms. Clausen, Ms. Shaddix, and several others in the room here today, and every single one of those people has told me they want this building. They want to move forward with this. I've talked to people in the veterinary community who have told me they do not trust the county government and they will not work with the county government until they see movement forward on this. I've talked to people at other shelters. There's a range of different ways we could do this, but we have the framework in place. I want to state publicly here tonight, though, I will vote to purchase this property, but I will not vote for the appropriation to improve the property until we have a workable plan that does not require a tax increase on the people of Faulkner County.
Thank you for your comments, Justice Love. Other comments on this one? It's a big step, so we'll close it out. Just thinking, you have any comment?
No, Your Honor. I support the expenditure this evening.
A
let me tell you this, to help a little bit. When we negotiated the price was higher than what we bought. We negotiated based on taking possession, physical possession, February the 1st, which would get us into another budget year. So between now and February the 1st, and all, we're looking at another cycle, and all, if, you know, if the cost is prohibited and all that, we'll have to look at other reasons or other excuses. But tonight, we're looking at buying the facility.
We got to start somewhere.
God help me for saying this, but if we can't agree on how to run it, we'll sell the damn thing. The way I look at it.
I'll swear.
Just the way I look at it. If we can't agree how to run it, we just sell it. There ain't no question about it. Other discussion?
Judge Baker?
Yes.
I'd like to say something. This is Crystal Taylor, the circuit clerk. I do agree also they've raised this money, and I see where you're going with the building. But I also agree with Justice Rowland and everyone else that's expressed their opinion about the plan of how it's going to be paid for. One other question I guess I would have, if this is being purchased by the Animal Shelter Funds, maintenance for the roof and the building and all of this, is that going to be a county expense, or is that part of the voluntary tax coming in from the animal shelter? Because I just see that the county as a whole, with continuous purchase of buildings, and with that comes utility costs, maintenance costs, and a lot of the existing buildings we have maybe have not been maintained as they should have been. So I worry about the maintenance and the additional costs with additional property. So I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. If this ordinance specifically says animal control fund money. Next thing we consider probably will be the same way. Animal control fund money. How long we can do it that way, I can't see if we've got the fund and opportunity to get us started. Other discussion? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, you call the roll.
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kendrick?
No.
Knight?
Yes.
Pawlowski?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Pickett?
Yes.
Rowland?
Yes.
Shock? Oh, he's not here. Strain?
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 21-24 does pass, and Ms. Clawson and Ms. Crack, thank you for the work. Information you supplied tonight did just automatically appear, and so thank you for the work over the years you've done, not just for this, but thank you. I know of no appointments at this time. I do have a couple of announcements. Or any announcements from the group? Make announcements. We have, I wanted to state it while Keith Dawson's up here. Folks, if you know a master gardener, thank them for what they do. It's unreal the time and the efforts that master gardeners put in on the landscaping of this building, the museum building, other buildings that the county has. And they choose the projects. Nobody directs them to it. But it is a big effort on their part. If you know someone that, tell them, thank them for what they do. Justice Boyer, you have a special person, I think we've talked about it. I'll talk about it again. Anna Browning, would you like to comment on that instead of me butchering it up?
Thank you, Judge. Megalopolis of Worcester has a renowned citizen that's on her way to Tokyo, Japan to compete in the U.S. Olympics in the sporting clays event. Young lady, phenomenal. I wouldn't want to argue with her with a shotgun in her hand. We wish her Godspeed and wish her well. Recently, I asked Judge Baker if he could do something for the family, and he said that he would issue a proclamation declaring a particular day as Kaylee Browning Day in Faulkner County. I went to the Browning family, and they liked the idea, and we did that, but they didn't want anybody involved. They wanted it to be very private, very secret, and very personal. There were some people involved, as it turned out, and I applaud Judge Baker for, and I can't remember the date, whatever day it was, Judge, I forgot. But a day in Faulkner County had been declared as Kaylee Browning Day, and I appreciate that. And the Megalopolis of Worcester is very proud of the Browning family and very proud of Kaylee. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Being that Worcester is a suburb of Greenbrier, we appreciate that.
Folks, if you've never met the young lady, she's unreal. And if you're watching the Olympics, watch for her. She's in Japan now and competing in trap shooting.
Sporting clays.
Yeah.
Is it sporting clays or is it trap shooting or is it sporting clays?
Sporting clays.
Okay.
Most of them.
There's a lot of
Olympic terminology.
Oh.
No, there's a lot of difference in sport.
Okay. Well, okay.
Lots of difference.
Judge, may I say something?
Yes.
I'm almost remiss if I don't thank the 4-H Club of Keith. Some time ago, Kenny came to me and asked me if I would participate in a program 4-H sponsored with some students at the school, and I did. And about 2 days after that, COVID hit us, and we never did anything else. This evening, I'd like to show you, Keith brought to me a thank you, a coffee cup. It says, "Volunteers are the heart of 4-H. Thank you, thank Cammy, and I appreciate all that you've done in our area for 4-H. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And y'all, some of the new Quorum Court members, y'all may get opportunities to help judge.
Fair time is a good time to volunteer.
Yes, it is. Fair
the time. Barbecue contest is a good one.
Yeah. Okay, I've got one other subject. Today in Arkansas, there was 1,821 new cases of the virus. There's 620 active cases in Faulkner County right now that we know of. Does this court wish that we do anything different in our county in trying to keep our guard up on the COVID? And I thought I'd just ask you tonight if somebody would like to see us, or if y'all would like to see us doing something different. We have county employees with us. Pretty big outbreak in the jail that you heard from the sheriff. I thought I'd bring it out and just throw it before you. I don't know what direction to go any different than what we're good. I don't know. But we can sure go a different direction if y'all find what you.
Your Honor, I know we talked briefly before court started about earlier on in the year, there was an opportunity for employees to get vaccinated, and I know there are ample opportunities throughout the community, but if timing would be right, maybe give the employees another opportunity to get vaccinated if they chose to do so, or maybe encourage them, because it is ravaging the community right now. So.
Tom Edison coordinated the vaccination clinic that we had connection with. We joined with the city and set one up a couple of times. And all, Tom, do you think maybe trying to coordinate another vaccination availability clinic
to get folks vaccinated.
Judge, at this time, the vaccines are available about anywhere you want to get it. We sent one of our employees to Kroger. He called yesterday and got a vaccine, so they can go pretty much anywhere, anytime. They just call ahead and get a vaccine.
May I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any idea on the statistics of how many of those people who are testing positive have been vaccinated, or are they ones that have not been vaccinated on?
I do not have vaccinated on that, but the statistic I do know is the folks that are in the hospital have not been vaccinated.
And that's what I understand.
And the hospital, UAMS, is full, not taking any more. I was at Baptist today and talked to a doctor there, and he said, we've got room for about 12 more patients. Now, that was in Little Rock. It's not this bad. I didn't go here. But the hospitals are filling up, and it's words to everybody. It's the unvaccinated. And in all fairness, it's the 40 and under. When it first hit in this county, the first surge primarily got into the elderly people and older, but it's hitting 40 and under right now.
Judge, I think it's important to tell people too, the elderly, that over 40, that was over 50, over 60, those are the ones that the vast majority got vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I look at numbers all the time. Numbers are my thing. And I'm telling you, the vaccine works. I will stand up here and say that the vaccine is effective. It does work. I am telling everybody, it's up to you. You do your own research. You decide for yourself whether or not I got the vaccine. I encourage others to get the vaccine. If I'm not going to hate people for not getting the vaccine, I'm not going to condemn people for not getting the vaccine, but I didn't grow horns or a tail, and I encourage other people to do so.
Your Honor, if I may.
Yes.
You asked the question if you'd like to see the county take any direction, to try to do something, and I just want to say yes. I would absolutely love to see the county take a leadership role in encouraging more vaccinations, more organizations, more municipalities, more people in leadership, our state legislature, to do more to protect citizens of Faulkner County. I know we all probably know somebody at this point that has been infected by the virus, and probably know people that have been in the hospital with it. One of my best friends is in the ICU for 2 weeks right now, and they don't know if he's going to make it. I would love to see this court take up a resolution encouraging the state legislature to overturn the statewide mask mandate ban. I would love to see the joint task force that this county was a part of with the city of Conway and multiple other organizations reconvene. I would love to see this county utilize the COVID relief money that we have sitting in the bank to try to find creative and innovative ways to encourage people to get vaccinated, whatever that may be, whether it's advertising campaigns, incentive programs, I don't care. I would love to see this county take a leadership role, yes.
Other comments? I just want to throw it out, folks. I'm scared as I am of Adam Guerrero. And I'll swear. I'm uncomfortable when I'm around people that I really don't know. And I'm too comfortable when I'm around people I know. But I think this surge is not going to be over with tomorrow. There ain't no question about it. We don't know. I said today, told the group today, if you know somebody's not vaccinated, you ought to try to your best to encourage them to be vaccinated, or at least say goodbye to them, because it's not pulling any favors. This virus is not. And I know there's a lot of people that are vaccinated can also catch this. There's no question about it. But the symptoms are so much different if you've been vaccinated.
I move that we adjourn.
Motion been made to adjourn. So moved. Thanks to the Animal Control folks.
Hey, man.
Good gosh,